Step 1. Is solar a good fit for me? Solar photovoltaic panels can capture sunlight on your roof or property and convert it into electricity. This electricity powers the needs of your home, such as lights, electric vehicles, and appliances. Before you consider getting solar at your home, ask yourself. A. Have I made my home energy efficient first? Reducing your energy use can reduce the size of the solar system you need, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Visit www.energyupgradeca.org/home-energy-efficiency, and or contact your electricity provider for energy efficiency tips and advice on how to get a home energy assessment. You may also want to ask your electricity provider about residential demand response programs. B. Do I qualify for low-income solar programs? If you think you might qualify for a low-income solar program, be sure to finish listening to Step 1. There are residential solar and community solar programs available for qualifying low-income PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers that could save you money with no financial contribution. C. Is my roof suitable for rooftop solar? Does my roof receive a good amount of sunlight or is it mostly shaded? What direction does the roof face? Roofs that are mostly shaded or face due north are not good candidates for solar. If you plan to replace your roof soon, you should replace it before installing a rooftop solar system. If your roof is heavily shaded or isn't in great condition, or if you are a renter, community solar programs could be a good fit for you. With community solar, you receive 50 to 100% of your electricity from solar projects located across California. Community solar programs vary and may increase your electricity bill or provide an electricity bill savings. Contact your electricity provider for more information. Low-income solar programs available to PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers. If you currently receive or qualify for a discounted electricity bill through the California Alternate Rates for Energy, CARE, or CARE, or Family Electric Rate Assistance, FERA, or FERA, program, you may qualify for assistance installing solar at low or no cost using one of the following programs. You may also qualify for one of these programs if you live in a disadvantaged community, DAC. A DAC is a neighborhood vulnerable to multiple sources of pollution. To find out if you live in a qualified DAC, check out the map, www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-in-DACS. If you are not a PG&E, SCE, or SDG&E customer, call your electricity provider or check their website to see if any low-income solar options are available to you. SASH Program and DAC SASH Program. The Single Family Affordable Solar Homes, SASH, or SASH, program provides discounted rooftop solar for income-qualified single families. If you qualify, your family can get assistance installing solar at low cost. The DAC SASH program is designed for CARE or FERA eligible single-family homeowners who live in a DAC. If you qualify, your family can get assistance installing solar. Grid Alternatives administers the SASH and DAC SASH programs. See if you qualify by visiting www.gridalternatives.org/qualify, or by calling Grid Alternatives at 866-921-4696. DAC Green Tariff Program. The DAC Green Tariff Program is designed for eligible households that live in a DAC. Participants can have 100% of their electricity offset by solar generation and receive a 20% discount on their electricity bills. In this program, you do not have to install solar on your roof. The solar is installed elsewhere and the bill credits are assigned to you. See www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-in-DACS for more information on eligibility and how to sign up. Community Solar Green Tariff Program. The Community Solar Green Tariff Program allows households in a DAC to subscribe to a solar farm within 5 miles of their neighborhood and receive a 20% discount on their electricity bills. See www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-in-DACS for more information on eligibility and how to sign up. Tip: PACE financing is not a quote, free government program, unquote. If someone describes it this way to you, please learn about false claims in Section 2 of this guide. You can learn about PACE financing in Step 4.